Shouldn't. All right, so we'll get into the show, and we'll get into the topics. Quick topics, no stories, but I got to come back Wednesday because we have that. There's a lot of Trump news, and the Trump news is actually pretty dope. I like covering the court stuff. I think it's fun, so let's cover all the court stuff and definitely get all the Trump news that's going on. It's looking good for the boy. Nothing new there, but we'll definitely get into the show, and I hopefully don't lose my voice completely and don't have an asthma attack or a coughing fit on camera. Okay, it is Mental Health Mondays. I have RSV. I'm not 1,000%, but this is episode 491, and it should be a good show. Should. I'm in my crisscross applesauce chair, and I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I really am. I had spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's just been bad. I think I have a hernia from coughing so much.
Lavo.
Like, that's embarrassing. I'm serious. Lavo. This is really embarrassing. Like, it's like, damn. That's the age I'm at. I am the one that they look at because I'm different. Listen, we already knew that he gifted on a whole nother way. We hit it concave.
For days.
Pseudo insomnia, I really don't sleep.
Watching the internet like that could have been me.
Yum.
The sacrifices that were made. I do them shits like every day.
Yeah.
Don't say that I'm rich.
Nope.
Till I see 20 M's. Thought I would have it by now. 31, only 3.5 million right now.
That's a tough bar.
I need a million
right
now.
That's a tough bar.
Take a man to that boogie down. Uptown or downtown.
East side.
LV like
2233. Eastwood Avenue. It's Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show. This is episode 491. We are live from Las Vegas. Now be your host with talent on loan from God. I found out Rush Limbaugh lost his hearing because he was doing like 90 pills a day. It fucking broke my heart. We'll talk about that another day. My name is Kasabian. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live on show. I'm taking antibiotics. I'm taking asthma medicine. I'm taking pain pills now. Not pain pills. I don't take pain pills. Tylenol and naproxen. Naproxen is this little blue pill that makes your body get all flabbity and loosity, right? Because it's supposed to be reduce swelling. What it really does is make you realize how much shit you got fucked up. Like, my back felt a little bit better, and I was like, God damn, I didn't even know my shoulder was fucked up. I'm sorry, y'all. I really shouldn't even be on here. So I have RSV. I thought I was okay. I really thought I was going to be able to just push through it. I don't get sick often. I really, really was going to just power through this shit and come on and I can't. I couldn't speak. These coughing fits start. I can't stop them. I have a pain. I had appendicitis when I was a kid. So, like, where the scar is, I have a pain there. My back hurts from coughing. I feel like I'm complaining. I'm not. I'm just happy to be here. But I just want to let y'all know how shitty last week was. There's a new show on Netflix. Okay. I forgot the name. We just watched one episode yesterday. But it's a jail show. I love jail shows. I'm not going to talk about that. But I might be writing another... I'm screenwriting like crazy right now. Like, my creative juices are flowing. But I have an idea for a show. There's two guys on that show right now that if they were on Kill Tony, I think I could make a few million dollars off of them if I was their manager. That's just me, and that's how sick I am in the brain. These two jail dudes are fucking hilarious. We'll come back to that on Wednesday, and I'll definitely tell you the name of the show. It is Mental Health Mondays. Please take the time to get to a healthy place with your... get to a healthy place with your mental health. I feel like some people don't understand that you don't fix, like, mental health is forever. This is something you got to always work on. There's no like, oh, I'm better. No, you're never better. And that's okay. The great thing about life is that we continue to grow and we continue to learn and evolve and become new people from what we have learned and from what we have been through. With mental health, I noticed that sometimes people will try to make it their identity, right? Like, especially in this entertainment field. We only cover mental health in this fashion because I'm fucked up. Y'all know that. Y'all have seen me on here completely. So if you haven't, congratulations. We've done 491 episodes and you haven't seen me have one of my mental health breakdowns. I've left. I've shut the show down. I mean, shit, even recently I've had one of those days where I needed to take time to myself. And that's just how life is when it you have to be able to, one, try to have an environment around you that you can use that can cultivate good habits and keep you away from the bad habits that bring you down with your mental health. Like, I feel like when life starts to overwhelm me, my mental health takes over in a negative way. It's frustrating because it's a fleeting feeling, right? When you're upset or when you're going through it, you're going to have that moment of like, why is this happening? And then at, you know, some point sooner than later, you know, hopefully it stops and you just, you got to get away from, you know, that this too shall pass, right? You just got to get away from that slump or that moment or that thing that caused the downward spiral of that moment. Once you're able to, and I won't even say compartmentalize because it ain't compartmentalizing, but once you're able to get over it, reflect and move on. Don't sulk. That's what you can't do. You can't sulk. I used to do 3 shows a week. We did 5. We used to do every day. I've canceled a ton. I have felt like I'm not worthy of continuing the show, but this is a show that never ends. I like to talk. I talk for a living. I've been talking since I was 11 years old, meaning professionally. You motherfuckers, don't start with me. I'm not slow. Sorry. But yeah, I've been speaking. I've been doing music. I've been doing this, that, the third, and I love doing this. And Lona, you still here, so you know what I'm saying? It's worth a watch, and I appreciate you for being here. But you know, Mental Health Mondays is something that I hope helps. And oh, yo, shout out to my boy Josh. The reason why I even wanted to bring up my mental health, the getting over the hard parts of mental health. I have a friend, Josh, who wrecked his motorcycle, scared the shit out of me. His bike is split in two. I love you, Josh. I don't ever want to see that shit again. You're a very dear friend to me. I know you may not know this, and a lot of my dude friends may not know this. I care for all you guys. When you wanted to be a cop, I think I was the first person that was like, just get a regular job. Don't be a cop first. And I think you're an amazing mechanic. You're awesome, dude. Be safe. Careful with your fucking motorcycle. He laid it down and a car hit it after they laid it down. Either way, he's okay. Shout out, Josh. Be safe. Men try to do things that are fucking super dope and dangerous for their mental health, like ride motorcycles. Be careful. That shit's not cool. For me, I'm just not a motorcycle dude and it scares the fuck out of me. But Josh, bro, be safe. And if you hear this, just know that you're definitely in my thoughts and prayers and shit like that. And I don't want to see you fucking splattered on the road, bro. Rest in peace to O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was a neighbor of ours. He lived around the corner. And we used to see him at Costco all the time. And I used to see him playing golf all the time. O.J. Simpson was not that bad of a dude. I'm not going to defend O.J. Simpson's character. The person that I knew was a nice old man, and he happened to play football. The guy told me about some shit. Cool guy, man. It's none of my business, and it's really nobody's business. O.J. was an awesome person to be around, and he took over Twitter pretty fast. I was kind of pissed off at how nice his house was, but that's just me because I'm pocket checking it. I just want to know. But shout out to O.J. Simpson, the juice man. He ran through a whole airport. He shot commercials, played football. That guy is something special. And, hey, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't, but according to how the court of law in America works, that man walked away, and he went to jail for stealing. Just fucking crazy. Hey, real fast, is it true that rollerblading stopped because people used to call it gay? I'm just asking, is that why it stopped? Because I love rollerblading, but somebody was like, oh, yeah, rollerblading stopped because people said it was gay. That's wild. UFC 300 was this weekend, and it was far from spectacular, just being honest. I don't think the entire card was as amazing as it seemed it would have been, but the one fight that made so much sense and the one fight that had me literally like on edge, honestly, I was sick that whole time. I know. I was sick. I was so sick. But while I was half asleep, like on medication, watching Holloway fight Gaethje. I love Max Holloway. Love Justin Gaethje. Pretty fucking stout. I'm sorry. Let me not cuss and try to say this as eloquent as possible, because I do mean what I'm saying, and I don't want this to be taken not serious. I believe Justin Gaethje is a dog, and as a fighter, he's terrifying. I don't think that I would ever want to square up against a character like Gaethje. Just from what you see in the ring, he dances so well. It's beautiful to watch. Then on the other hand, you have Max Holloway, who's probably the people's champ, has been the people's champ. You watch this guy play video games. We've seen his son, his wife, his life. We love Max Holloway. But as nice as Max is, as dope of a person as Max is, that motherfucker's a warrior, bro. He's cold-blooded. He don't give a shit about shit. He hits. He gets hit. He hits hard. I fell in love with Max Holloway when he was in the middle of a fight and he stopped the fight to teach the guy how to block the hit. He was like, bro, put your hand up. When I throw this, you put your hand here and throw a counter. In the middle of the fight, he taught him how to defend. The dude is special. But I didn't want to watch him and Gaethje fight. I was worried. Gaethje is a bigger fighter. And I honestly thought that Gaethje was a much, much bigger fighter. But when they squared up, actually, Max was the bigger fighter. Not only was Max the bigger fighter, but Max got put down in the first round. And even though it wasn't an official knockdown, he called it a slip. Speaking of slip, did anybody else see that the whole floor was fucked up the whole night at UFC? Did somebody say anything about that? Dana, how about we tighten that up? But anyway, that whole first round was the whole first round kind of broke my brain just on the fact that, yeah, Gaethje got the knockdown, but that roundhouse kick that was thrown was like this middle roundhouse kick. It wasn't high. He kept it mid, and it landed, and it seemed to have landed in the shoulder, but in reality, it landed right on the bridge of his nose, and it seemed to just break, clean break, the bridge of his nose into it. I mean, honestly, he gushed. Did he gush for two rounds? So he gushed blood for a round and a half after a smooth on the button at the bell roundhouse kick. But that was the defining moment. After that, it was pretty much up for Max. And then the last 5 seconds of the round, Max goes, let's stand in the middle and let's bang it out. Max knocks him out. Nobody thought that that was going to happen. And I'm underselling it because I'm sure you've seen the clips and I'm sure you've seen the magnitude of what occurred that night. That was beautiful. You couldn't write that. You couldn't make that up. You couldn't come up with it any other way. And if anybody ever wants to describe UFC or why UFC is what it is, that fight will define it. There's a flyer going around with the next 5 pay-per-view boxing matches. If you look at all their main events, that could be one mid-card in a June. But those are 5 separate events that I highly doubt many people will watch. And there's no way they're doing numbers like the UFC. Shout out to Dana. Shout out to everybody over at the UFC. They're doing a phenomenal job. And that Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway fight will go down in history. And I'm going to say it right now, Max Holloway, hands down, Hall of Famer. And if not the best MMA fighter that we've ever seen, all around, just longevity, talent, everything. And he needs to fight McGregor again. But Max Holloway goes down as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, UFC fighter that we've ever seen. And I'm gonna stand on that. Now, stop making fun of Kai Cenat for paying that girl to come over. When I was younger and I heard of people paying for shit, it blew my mind. Like, why are y'all paying for women? But what you're supposed to be paying for is for them to shut the hell up. That's what the payment was for, to shut the hell up and don't go tell nobody nothing. So shut the hell up. Just do your job. Just shut up. And don't make fun of Kai. Kai got money and Kai don't got time. Do you understand that if somebody's paying at that rate, it was only 5 G's. He's busy streaming. I've been holding in his cough. Don't make fun of that boy. I've never paid for none. I'm not going to do that. Shut your mouth, though. You know why he paid you. Stop playing. Hip-hop has been in disarray. Can we just agree that hip-hop is probably the funnest it's ever been? And at least 10, 15, fucking 12 years? I don't know. Like, when's the last time we had a solid, oh, shit, the whole game is arguing? Now, it's not just the whole game got beef with Drake. Let's stop the cap. It's beyond that. There's a lot of things going on, and I think a lot of people are just frustrated with just the landscape of hip-hop. Rick Ross entering this beef changes how the game is going to be described later. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what started off as a, as Drake says, a 1v20, did start off as a 1v20. I ain't even going to hold you. Everybody came at him. It feels like everybody was attacking him, but it felt good because you know he can take it. I don't care what nobody says. I can talk shit about Drake, but I know he can take it. Pause. Big pause. That's fucking wild. Whatever I just said, we could just cancel the whole show. Just cancel the whole show. Drake as an artist is battle tested, and I think Drake as a person is so petty that rap battles to him is fun, and it's almost fuel for rapping. I love using somebody as a muse, and trust me, there's a lot of you bum-ass rappers that y'all piss me off, and you gonna become a couple of 16s, and it makes for great music. Watching Drake kind of recoil to what was happening, because it seemed that the disc that first came out was AI. I think they admitted that. But the second one that came out, or the clearer one, is the true version of the Drake disc. That Drop and Give Me 50. That's solid. Drop and Give Me 50 is pretty disgusting. Is it better than Like That? Nah, I can't say that. Now, it definitely, it made its point. It wasn't released correctly, right? We're still dealing with this as a leak. So it wasn't dropped correctly. And I'm only putting in my two cents because I think this is going to be interesting moving forward. With Academics becoming the new mixtape, or Academics becoming the new world star, basically, him playing Drake, then him playing Ross. I mean, he's okay, Academics has become Angie Martinez. He's literally Angie. Like, next you're going to see Drake in Axe Studio recording the diss song. Like, that's where we're going to be. Or Kendrick and TDE are going to show up to fucking Joe's podcast and drop the diss. And that's what we're waiting for. There's an emergency pod going on right now over at the JBP that I can't wait to watch. Listen, when it comes to hip-hop beef, there's very few people that I want to hear from. The artists that are in the beef, Joe Budden, and Academics. I don't care what Charlamagne got to say on this point. I love how Act loves to do this. Can y'all not realize that the passion this kid has for this shit? You fall in love with this your damn self. He really, really embodies finding a passion. So shout out to Act. Now, Rick Ross is not your standard rapper. Rick Ross battled 50 Cent through hands with 50 Cent. Correctional officer or not, he did that shit with 50 Cent. And 50 got to respect it. All the shit, 50 probably the only person that could talk like that to Rick Ross. Ain't too many people could do that. Game went at it with Ross. A lot of people went at it with Ross. Ross ain't to play with. In this type of battle, the levels of petty are different. And one, Ross is like Trump. He gives you a nickname and he rides that nickname forever and ever and ever. And he hold that shit above your head. Him calling Drake a white boy broke my heart. It broke my heart. I never wanted to see Drake and Ross go at it. But then when you hear that Drake is fucking up the money, I understand. Drake is a conglomerate. Like, this is a different type of fight. I love the hip-hop battle. I love the heat and the fire and the intensity that it's bringing to the game. I love that it's bringing everyone to come together and even speak about this shit. And it always makes me want to start a local show for the hip-hop scene in Vegas. Because I would love to see a great beef start here in Vegas. A good one on wax. Nobody get hurt. Just to put a spotlight on some of the artists that are out here. Because there's some pretty dope artists that I would like to see do some cool shit. And I mean, this is all this does. Every time there's rap beef, 5 million rappers come out and tell you they can rap. And y'all should be listening because those rappers might have a dope song or two. It might not. But some of them might have some shit to say. I mean, there's got to be something that comes from this outside of just Drake shitting on everybody and everybody putting together a couple pop shots. Now, listen, I have to get back on the asthma machine. Sorry. I have to get back on my asthma machine. I would love to continue. I feel my fever's coming back on and I'm breathing heavy and it's getting difficult for me to discuss anything past this point. RSV sucks. I'm doing well. I'm a lot better than what I was. Thank y'all for being here. And honestly, finding out that Rush Limbaugh was doing 90 pills a day when I was selling them shits, I would have loved to have been his connect. But that's just me being selfish. And again, I should. Why is Adam going at it with Joe? Because Joe is the only person that can say that to Adam 22, and Adam 22 will have to respond. Joe Budden is the only reason why Adam 22 will continue to have any type of relevancy in hip hop outside of what No Jumper does with new artists. You understand that as a media source or a media resource, Adam 22 is more of the drama. He's the rag alert. We go to Joe Budden for the authenticity of the music. We go to Joe Budden for an elder statesman giving us his opinion on someone else's art. You go to Adam for the bullshit. Adam got to say some shit to Joe, but to think that Adam's porn catalog, excuse me, and I do apologize, I'm like popping on the microphone, excuse me. Adam's porn catalog and entertainment is completely different than a broadcast. This is a broadcast. I'm not comparing my show numbers with my music numbers. No matter how much or how little my music does make in my, you know, relative to my money and my music, I don't mix them. I can't. The show does fucking whatever many thousands of streams and hits that we do per day and millions a month or whatever, cool. But Adam does a porn show with a hot porn star wife. Dudes are paying. I just saw Lamar Odom say that he would watch them film live like that. He's nasty. I'm going to watch what's going on with Joe and Adam. But I've said it for a long time. Adam don't got a leg to stand on when he's talking to Joe. I don't give a fuck what Adam has created. It don't mean shit to me in hip hop. It really don't. And it don't mean shit to me in hip hop, not because Adam is white. I just don't think that Adam has provided any real cultural growth. Adam doesn't put on artists and blow them up. Adam puts on entertainers and makes, I guess he makes public figures to a point, but in reality, he just has a way of cultivating characters and then creating personalities and selling those personalities. VFV, Crip Mac, Sharp, AD, you know, things of that nature. He's good at cultivating. But for him to try to come at Joe and think that Joe is wrong, no, they're very much right. And there's no way that Adam's podcast is doing the same that it was. Adam's channel might be doing okay as a whole because of all the drama. But Adam's podcast, didn't he cancel the podcast? So Adam don't got a leg to stand on, bro. But he's got to do something to stay relevant within the hip-hop realm because, yeah, Joe is the top three. It goes Joe, Ag, Vlad. And that's that. Like, that's it. That's as many people that do the hip-hop news, that's it. Adam 22 is like the Jerry Springer of this shit. It doesn't really count when he talks. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. It don't really count. And that's my opinion. Adam 22 does, he's like a zookeeper, right? He gives you the observation of the fucking crazies, and we all come back for the crazies. It's like watching Zeus. I keep sending Zeus my $5, and they keep selling me this bullshit that they filmed up. They filmed all the shit we watching on Zeus. They filmed in one fucking weekend, and I'm still watching this trash. But hey, that's what we do. I'm going to get on my asthma machine. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Thank you for being here. I appreciate y'all. We will put the clips up in like 15 minutes. You know, okay. AI be crushing the clips. But,
I do it on my lonely.
Man.
When you on top,
it get RSV's a bitch. I hate this RSV shit, but I'm out, y'all. And I appreciate y'all. I'll be here Wednesday so I can tell you all the Trump news. Again, I'm not going to bore you with Trump news on a Monday when I'm coming combating RSV. But let's get this show wrapped up. Let's have some fun on Wednesday. Talk some Trump shit. Talk some news. Let's see what's going on with the housing market. See what's going on with y'all money. See if I can help y'all with y'all money. Yeah, we got to definitely talk. I hope everybody's doing well. Keep your head up. It's going to be a fun summer. I hope. If not, hey, RSV it up. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. My name is Xavier. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Wah.